And Mr. he visits them. Uh-huh. And my little nephew come in right here and stood right here. He says, "Ain't Mr. don't like me and Scotty." I says, "How do you know, sugar?" He says, "Well, he pats all the rest of the little boys on the head, but me and Scotty." He said, "Don't pat us on the head." So Mr. didn't like them because he didn't pat them on the head. And my niece told me, says, "Ain't," says, "he notices everything." Says, he's just heartbroken because Mr. don't pat him and Scotty on the head. I says, "Well, I'd just write Mr. a note and tell him to pat him on the head." I says, "I'd sure do it."
Years ago, children sat on benches at school. But
I did, too. I didn't have no desk.
Uh-huh.
And the only time I ever got anything in the way of a whipping or anything, and we had tables, we didn't have desks. And let's see, we had long tables. In fact, I got the table up there in one of my old cribs that I went to school to. And one of the girls was older than I was. She knew I didn't know no better. And she told me, she said, "Rena, you're supposed to sit up in the middle of the table." Says, "You're a new pupil." And I climbed up on that table and was sitting up there when the teacher saw me. And she'd come back there with her pencil and hit me on the head two or three times. She says, "What are you doing up there?" I said, "Well, ain't I supposed to sit up here?" And she said, "Why, no. So you sit on that bench." And I said, "Well," she said, "I was supposed to sit up here." So she went around there and she gave her a good little pounding on the head with her pencil because she had told me to do it and I didn't know no better. But I very well remember that.
She shouldn't have hit you so soon.
Uh-huh.
She shouldn't have hit you so soon. She should have waited to
She didn't hit hard. She just hit me on the head with the pencil. That wasn't very hard. But it scared me to death.
If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the... a building that you could go to check out a book.
The library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
motel.
Or a...
hotel.
And if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the...
theater.
And you'd catch a train at the...
railroad station.
Say if you had a piece of furniture and you had it in the corner. You didn't have it square in the corner. You had it sort of so that there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner, sort of diagonally there. You'd say the furniture was sitting how?
Away from the wall.
Did you ever say catty-cornered?
Yeah, catty-cornered.
Any other way of saying that?
I don't know.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have...
streetcars.
And now you tell the bus driver, "This next corner is where I..."
want to get off.
And...
oh, I rode old streetcars, good gracious.
You remember those?
Huh?
You remember those?
The streetcars? I reckon I do. I just love to get on a streetcar.
Where did they have them?
Here? Pensacola. Mobile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I rode them in your streetcar. I didn't mind catching a streetcar, but I just hate to catch a bus.
Why?
I just didn't like the buses. I liked the streetcars.
Here in Monroe County, Monroeville is the